Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Patty Rising in the KCBS studios in San Francisco, along with Jeff Bell at his home studio in Sausalito. COVID-19 is keeping schools closed here in California and opening hospitals up. KCBS's Jim Taylor reports on the latest coronavirus developments.
The experts do still expect a surge in coronavirus cases. There's been a concentrated effort to find enough hospital beds. Whole bunch just opened up on the peninsula. Governor Gavin Newsom making this announcement.
I'm pleased today that Seton Hospital was one of those early announcements we made. We were able to get a lease on Seton, and Seton now is already operational today. That's a significant milestone.
City of Santa Clara's convention center is being converted into a federal medical station. The space will be outfitted with medical supplies, medicine, beds for up to 250 people. And keeping schools closed, health officers in six Bay Area counties and the city of Berkeley making a unified decision to keep all public schools closed through May 1st. That's 5 weeks from now. Jim Taylor, KCBS.
Well, speaking of that, many parents around the Bay Area are mortified but not especially surprised by that news about school being out until May. KCBS's Doug Sovereign has more on that from Berkeley.
A lot of parents saw this coming, but it's still a bit of a shock. No school until May. Rachel Antel has a daughter at Berkeley High and a son in sixth grade.
I already had accepted it's going to be out through the year. I think it's going to be, and we're operating on that assumption that it's just done.
She and her husband are both working at home while juggling instruction for their kids. Now they know this is officially a long haul, not a short slog to be endured for a few weeks.
It's hard. I mean, it's hard for everyone for so many different reasons. I mean, our kids do great at home. They're both very self-motivated, and they've been doing the schoolwork that's kind of dribbling out, but I look forward to it being a little more organized.
This will mean not just more pressure on families, but on teachers and principals and school districts to really provide distance education, and on those of us with kids at home to keep them focused and actually learning and not going stir crazy. In Berkeley, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Well, one of the few silver linings of this shelter-in-place order is that Bay Area traffic has been a breeze for the past week, and most people are staying home. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, there may be built-up desire to travel later this year once the coronavirus pandemic has been contained.
You don't need a survey to tell you that car traffic has dropped dramatically in the past 2 weeks. Down by 50% from normal at the end of last week, according to INRIX. Nationally, car traffic is down 30%. At the same time, Americans are eager to travel once all this is over. Conrad Walachewski, CEO of Trip Scout, tells KCBS their survey of travelers finds 90% of folks plan to take trips later in 2020.
We expect that once it is, quote, over and people see the health issue resolving, which no one knows how long that will be, but people will get back to traveling quite quickly. And one of the things that we thought was interesting is there was no discernible change in the willingness to travel internationally or domestically going forward.
Two other upsides to the drop-off in cars, a big cut in CO2 emissions, and truck traffic is moving smoothly, which helps the supply chain continue to operate. Matt Bigler, KCBS.
San Francisco's mayor has sent out a plea to federal and state governments asking for more medical equipment to meet the surge of COVID-19 patients expected in the coming weeks. As KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, the city needs thousands of hospital beds.
The city has
sufficient space right now. But watching how the numbers have ballooned in other places like New York City, San Francisco Public Health Director Dr. Grant Colfax says,
I am sorry to say that the worst is yet to come.
So Mayor London Breed has put out the call for assistance.
We estimate that we will need about 5,000 more hospital beds on top of what we already have, and at least 1,500 ventilators.
And she says there is no time to waste.
This is not the first time we've reached out to make it clear that there is a significant need in our health system, and I hope that it will be the last, and I hope that they will deliver for the people of this state and the people of this country.
Breed says what we can all do to help is just stay put. She says people disobeying the shelter-in-place orders could directly lead to the hospitals being overwhelmed with COVID-19 patients in just a few weeks. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
San Mateo County Health Department has announced four new deaths from COVID-19, bringing the county's total to five. Health officials say three of the deaths were older adults. Officials also confirmed four new cases of the coronavirus, raising the county's total to 165. San Mateo has now the second most deaths from COVID-19 here in the Bay Area, trailing just behind Santa Clara County. Well, in the North Bay, residents of a Novato assisted living facility are very concerned after learning that a fellow resident has tested positive for COVID-19. As KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports, the daughter of an 86-year-old says her mother and others are confused and upset, especially since they've been confined to their rooms for 9 days now.
Gail Stefani's mother suffers with dementia. She, like all residents at Atria Tamalpais Creek Assisted Care Center, has been confined to her room. Then word came a fellow resident has COVID-19.
She's got the 24-hour care and Atria's there, but she's still very confused. And with me not being able to see her, it is just getting worse and worse.
Atria and county health officials have not offered much information except that the coronavirus victim has been hospitalized and that the facility is following all safety guidelines.
As far as I can tell, they've done everything and maybe even a little more.
Still, she and others are concerned that the virus may have already spread further.
What if it's an Atria staff? It wouldn't be that staff person's fault. They could be, you know, the one we hear about, the asymptomatic, out there helping the elders, doing her best.
Atria staff and patients are having their temperatures checked several times daily. In the North Bay, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.